on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about eco-friendly apps to make your life easier. Would you like to recycle more, but not sure what you can and can't recycle? Are you interested in how to save on utility bills? Have you wondered about ways you can be green, but weren't sure where to start? Learn about Green App as we end our month focusing on being more eco-friendly.
Do you control your clutter? Or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
I haven't done an episode on apps, I think, for a while. I can't remember. I think I did one in 2019. Try not to do more than two of these a year. Feel like we are using technology so much more and more. If it can help keep you decluttered, organized, then I always like to share those. Today's episode was inspired by my clients mainly, because I'm always trying to come up with ways to make life easier for them and apps and do the research and kind of see if I can test drive a couple things and then pass that along as apps for you to check out. If they can make your life easier, they're worth it. But remember, they too can become clutter. I have shared Evernote in the past. I'm just going to share it again because this is a great app. It can definitely help cut down the paper. I know I use it for recipes. What I love most about Evernote, and it can do a ton of different things, and if you get the pro version, lots you can do with it. I love it simply for the search capability. I feel it's so easy to use. I just tag it really well and I will use a bunch of different tags. So if I put something in the search magnifying glass, I will find it. So I just offer that as a reminder that if you're trying to cut down on paper and looking for something with that can help you organize your notes, check out Evernote. Go Karma, and that's G-O-C-A-R-M-A. Go Karma helps you find nearby people to share your commute with so that you can reduce traffic, emissions, and even cut the cost of your trip. Riders pay the driver to share the cost of the commute, and Karma's website claims that carpooling with its platform is often cheaper than catching the bus. I don't know about you, but I'd rather drive in a car than a bus. I know where I live in Raleigh, the bus system is not. Raleigh just had so much growth, it just didn't plan well for it. And the bus system is not that good. With Go Karma, users can add credit to their accounts by making a secure payment with a credit card. 85% of what riders pay goes directly to the driver. And drivers can opt to give free trips by adding people to their favorites in their app. Karma communities have been established so far in the cities around the world and across the United States, including Austin, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. And the app is available for both Android and iOS. And I know that there are other apps out there that you aren't in their cities. I know that those cities, especially traffic, I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. But if you are in one of those areas, check it out. Drop Counter, and that's D-R-O-P-C-O-U-N-T-R. Drop Counter, and that's D-R-O-P-C-O-U-N-T-R. Connects up to your utilities, informing you of how you're consuming water. The app keeps track of how many gallons you use on a yearly, monthly, weekly, or even daily basis. It then lets you know how this relates to other households near you and encourages you to live more frugally. You can even check out exclusive rebate savings through the app. I know, I think I've shared that our utility company, I believe it's every quarter, sends a how are you doing sheet. And what it does is it compares you with other households in the area and shares how you're doing. Now, I don't think, did that when I lived in Wake County. I don't think, I'll have to check. I don't think they've done it since I moved to Johnson County. And it was really interesting. Even though we were an older home, our usage was less. And when we first moved here, and again, you know, life is just so fascinating because we're literally 40 minutes from our old home and in a different county. And we moved in early May. And within, I want to say a week or two, they had the robocall from the government saying, conserve your water. You know, levels are at a low because we haven't gotten much rain. So this something like drop counter can help you keep track of that. Farm Stand allows you to discover and share farmers market. And even better, you can get imperfect produce here. You might have seen, I know I've been seeing a lot of Facebook ads recently for the companies that sell imperfect produce. I think it's a wonderful idea. And one of them, in addition to the imperfect produce, for instance, they were selling something and it was old packaging. So the product was still good. I think it was a spice or something, or grains. But because the company had changed the packing, they didn't, you know, this was removed from the shelf or something wasn't going to go bad. And then in the other little clip, it said, you know, okay, this is avocado oil, but it's going to go bad within 2 months. Well, if you use a lot of avocado oil and can get that at a good price, it's worth it. So find out where your farmers markets are. And farmers markets are going to have the imperfect produce as well. And that's going to help you find it. And that's something that is really important because I know I talked in one of the other episodes about the amount of food waste we have. So check out Farm Stand. We are very fortunate here in Raleigh. The State Farmers Market is, now it's about a half an hour from my home, but it's phenomenal. They have one of those big, not an open barn, like an open stall, so it's covered. And they have just a bunch of different farmers that come. Like there is something, garlic ramps, I think it was, that I had for the first time, that they only come out, I think it's March or April. And they're just really yummy, and that's something I hadn't tried. So if you haven't gone to a farmer's market in a while, you consider checking it out. I Recycle, small I, like the iPhone, capital R-E-C-Y-L-E, allows users to look up a myriad amount of products from categories of all types, ranging from automotive to household goods, to see how to recycle them. The app makes it simple by choosing a category from the main menu page and then selecting a product from that category. There is also Recycle Nation, a location-based app that enables users to search for recycling locations, find places to mail in items for recycling, share recycling tips with friends and family, view and track their environmental impact. I know one of the things we moved, so we have to now pay, well, you don't have to pay. You had an option of the town dump where you would just throw everything out. I'm like, I can't do that. And, you know, that was, of course, a cheaper option. I think you pay $100 for a year for a permit. Or we hired a company to pick up our recycling every 2 weeks, and I'm dying now because we missed the one 2 weeks ago. So we recycle everything, so... And at just 2 days, they can pick up the recycling and I can load it up again. When we move, my hometown doesn't have, I'm pretty sure, still doesn't have recycling, which bums me out. Maybe that's something I can get involved with the change. But Recycle Nation is going to be something I'm going to use, see what's close by that we can do, because it's so ingrained in who I am. I'm just not going to be able to stop it. But you know, where we are, we pay extra recycle, worth it for every dime for me. Green Kitchen is filled with tasty and inspiring vegetarian food with ingredients straight from nature and a bare minimum of gluten, sugar, and dairy products. So looking to be more green but also be more healthy, consider that out.
Feel stuck but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching. Olio, and that's O-L-I-O, is in the UK, but I know I have listeners there, so I wanted to share that. I think this is so smart. Olio diverts food away from the landfill by connecting locals or businesses with leftovers to people in need. You list what's available, share a photo, and note your location with other app users. It's great if you're about to go on vacation and you don't want your food to spoil, or you have an overabundance in your garden. I love this. Here is a solution to a problem. You have a bunch of stuff in your garden and someone's hungry. How's it get any better than that? Ecoviate, and that's E-C-O-V-I-A-T-E, is designed to spread social sustainability via newsfeed of environmentally friendly activities and posts on eco-friendly tips and products that help you save energy, conserve water, and in other ways, reduce your impact on the environment. The app is gamified. That's my new favorite word, by the way, gamified, with eco points and rewards, and you can see how you rank among your friends with the leaderboard. Again, that's so genius, especially kids play so many games these days. Get them interested in the environment and have fun. Too Good To Go, and that's T-O-O, Good To Go, pairs restaurants with unsold food like Yo Sushi and Chopped in touch with hungry customers on a budget. All you have to do is download, search for a business nearby, and pay through the app before picking up your dish. Again, I love this. What a great solution. For years, my great-grandfather was called Seibert's Restaurant in my hometown and ran a restaurant. You know, they talk about how he, during the Depression, he'd feed the miners, and they'd just come in the back and he'd put all the leftovers in the pot, kind of make a stew to help feed them so that they didn't go hungry. And my grandfather became a lawyer, and he joked, he said, "I became a lawyer because I want to have some time to myself. I don't want to work so hard like my dad did in the restaurant business." And so my uncle Albert stayed in the restaurant business. And so they moved down to Florida, and, you know, he always said, managing a restaurant, your profit was always, if you didn't throw food away, that's where you're going to make your profit. So this is a way that the restaurants can make some money. Some people who are on a budget can save some money. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Oreo, like Oreo cookie, Oreo, O-R-O-E-C-O. This app helps you cut back your carbon footprint by tracking everything from driving to shopping and home energy efficiency to encourage little changes, right? Awareness plus action equals change. I love it. I also wanted to share Earth 911. Now, this, I don't think they have an app. It's just an all-around site of awesomeness. I know they do have a podcast. You can find where and how to recycle. They have a guide for business as well. I learned that that's where I found, when I was doing this ages ago, doing a presentation about where you could recycle Christmas trees. There were a couple places, like three maybe in the US, where you could do that, but it was through Earth 911 that I found that. So it's just Earth 911. You Google it, you'll find it. The Good Guide app has you searching and scanning for various consumer product goods. In return, it'll give you a scientific rating for thousands of the products, giving you insight into their nutritional value and potential health hazards for personal care and household cleaning items. For those trying to avoid certain hazardous chemicals, and re-listen to that podcast I did on green cleaning, it's ideal for coming up with alternatives so you can live a healthier lifestyle.
Then they also provide more environmental friendly alternatives. Again, I love that, trying to help you come up with solutions. Joulebug, J-O-U-L-E, bug, is an app that helps you form green habits by giving you awards for doing good. The app will encourage you to be more sustainable by awarding various badges and points every step of the way. So you get points for actions like biking to work instead of driving, or bringing a reusable shopping bag to a store. Also, it's an app that helps save you money. You can sync it up to your utility bill and see how much money you're saving each month by going green. You can also ask your friends to join the app and add an element of a friendly competition. Well, see, what I would do with that is maybe something like, we put in $5 every month, so that's $60 a year. And at the end of the year, who's ever saved the most wins a pot. Say you did it with 10 friends, that's $600. I don't know about you, but I'd be excited for $600. Again, make it fun. Make it something that isn't like, oh, I'm being green. Hashtag Climate offers up a selection of climate change actions from a curated list of organizations. In each case, you'll be provided with the best actions to improve the world as a form of major campaigning tool. It will improve you on the importance of being anti-fracking, as well as how protecting jungles and rainforests is vital. Sharing tools means you can inform others of the things you're most passionate about. Again, this is if you want to kind of take it a step further and become more of an activist. And just remember, everything makes a difference. You don't have to follow or get the hashtag climate app. You can use your reusable straws. All little things we do make a difference. The only other thing I would change about this is I take the description from sites. You know, I like to be, I don't like anti. I like to be pro something because of the energy behind it. So instead of anti-fracking, I would say being pro solar, pro wind power. ThredUp, T-H-R-E-D up, is an online thrift shop. Except you don't have to spend hours shopping and searching through hundreds of items for the perfect piece. I think I might have shared my friend Cotty is a thrift shop queen, and there is this place in Los Angeles where all the rich people donate stuff, and I want to experience just, she said, you know, they have these rules, everyone follows them. It sounds really fascinating. But it's kind of cool that there's an online option for that, especially if, you know, you're not near a big city. You can browse all you want without having to leave home. You can look at all the items or choose one of the special surprise boxes if you're feeling adventurous. And the best part, you can send the company the clothes you don't wear anymore and receive store credit or cash in exchange. And then the last app for today is Regain. Turn your unwanted clothes into discount coupons. Pack all of your unwanted items, and they do require a minimum of 10. Select a drop-off point and get a shipping label or a barcode. Send your parcel for free and get access to discount coupons. Take actions from today's podcast. Decide what apps you'd like to try. Consider other areas where you'd like to be more green. Research to see if there are other apps that might be able to support you. Download and try new apps. Delete the apps that aren't a good fit. Next month, we're focusing on time management. Go out, clear your clutter, to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.